Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Lucinda Taylor, Habitat for Humanity, is back. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is exciting. You know, how I prepared somewhat for our conversation today was I listened to our 2019 conversation right here in this studio. And you, I think, had roughly been the ED for about 10 months. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, this is amazing. Lucinda was so pulled together. She's only been on the job 10 months, and she's just got this totally wired. So
I appreciate the confidence. Yeah.
Since then, I've had the opportunity to participate with you, for example, in our nonprofit social service training seminars.
And there were some great seminars.
How have things been going then since the couple of years we've seen each other?
Of course, you know, the last 12 months has been a bit of a roller coaster for everyone for obvious reasons. It's actually been quite a learning experience still. I mean, I feel like 2 years in now, I have a pretty good knowledge of what I'm doing. You know, I think I've got more components of the job that I understand better, some of the subtle intricacies.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, the organization is doing well. The restorers are thriving. We're just finishing up our Pine Street. We're getting ready to sell those homes. We got our final certificate of occupancy.
Awesome. Yes.
So we're getting ready to close on those with our two new homeowners as we at the same time recruit new homeowners for our next build in Lincoln City.
Yeah.
So
kind of multi-layered
times.
Right?
You have to keep a lot of balls in the air.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. That's one of the things that struck me from listening to, you know, our previous conversation together is really kind of what a dynamic organization you guys are. So many pieces to the mosaic. And you and I both were listening to Ron Chandler, city manager for Lincoln City, just a couple days ago as he made a presentation to the chamber. He called this phase we're going into, I thought was interesting. I hadn't heard this term, the next normal. I've been thinking about your restores, and just to talk about that real fast, have you seen increased donations and activity to restores, or what is happening there?
It seems to go in cycles, but recently, yes, we've had to actually decline some donations because we're just so full. Sometimes we'll tell someone, hey, if you can wait a little while, we'd be able to take this. But right now, we don't have any room on our floor. But then at the same time, things move out pretty quickly because our shoppers are pretty consistent, too.
Yeah.
So generally fairly consistent, but a little uptick in donations lately. But don't let that stop you from calling us if you have some used furniture or some leftover building supplies that you'd like to donate. We are happy to schedule a time to come take a look and maybe pick them up.
Yeah. Is part of this indicative of that a lot of people are doing home improvement type activity?
So, yes, yes.
Okay.
People over the course of the last year have been looking for those home projects, and sometimes that means a little shift in their furniture. Maybe it means a little remodel of a bedroom or a different space. And
one of the things that came later in the conversation with the Chandler conversation was affordable housing. And when we think about these two new home opportunities, is this what we would call affordable housing?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, this is housing that is designed for our lower income bracket. In fact, what we try to do is find folks who would not be able to afford a home through any other way.
Yeah.
In fact, if you can qualify for a conventional mortgage, you don't qualify for a Habitat home. So we're looking for folks who, with a minimum income of 45% of the area median income, and that's based on family size, so it varies depending on how many household members, up to 70% of area median income. And so these are folks who wouldn't be able to save up for a down payment. They wouldn't have the income level necessary to get a conventional loan. But through home ownership, when they partner with us, they help build their own home. And then we underwrite an affordable mortgage for them based on 30% of their gross annual income. And we make that possible. And that home ownership is key to wealth building in our country. I mean, when you own your own home, you're instead of putting that money into rent that goes into somebody else's equity, you're building your own equity. And so it's really, it's empowering in multiple ways. I mean, the primary purpose is to provide these folks with a stable, safe, affordable home.
Yeah.
So they don't have to worry about, oh, the rent's going to go up again, or, oh, now I'm being kicked out of my house because the owner is selling it, or having a family member move in, or whatever reason. They have that security of knowing, yeah, my kids have this same home to come home to every night, and they don't have to worry about, am I going to have to move? Am I going to have to change, yes, schools? You know, so it's really about the stability, but it's also about helping with the wealth building, providing, yeah, that stable, consistent mortgage payment. I mean, it goes up every year as taxes and insurance rise, but not as much as a rent might go up.
Well, and I am curious too to think about how materials costs are going to affect you guys moving forward,
okay,
too.
Yeah.
You know, I just noticed in some of the projects I've been doing that sheet of plywood, for example, is considerably more expensive in a short amount of time, just seeing it jump, you know. So,
yes, supply chain issues, fires up in Canada. I mean, there are a number of different factors that contribute, but the cost of lumber and building supplies has gone up considerably. Now, yeah, we're hoping that by the time we need to purchase those for this build in Lincoln City, that the price will stabilize a little bit,
yes,
that the supply chain will even out. But we are looking at, we have to increase our budget to be able to cover those costs, which means, you know, raise more money.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking to Lucinda Taylor, Habitat for Humanity of Lincoln County. She's the executive director. We'll take our first break and be back in just a moment. County Connections, Lucinda Taylor with us, Executive Director, Habitat for Humanity. And in our last segment, we talked briefly about these two new builds, mm-hmm, or are we talking two builds that are done? Screw my head on.
So we have two things going on. We have our property here in Newport that is completed, and we're getting ready to actually close on the sale,
okay,
for those properties. And that land is being donated to us by the city of Lincoln, city of Newport. Sorry.
Okay.
And they also helped on that build with helping with the fund the sidewalk work. There was some engineering that was quite expensive that they helped provide some funding for. We had a lot of partners that were involved there that helped make that come together. Lucchini,
awesome,
Construction was amazing in what, mm-hmm, they donated and the time they gave to this project. Amazing.
Lucchini, by the way, I mean, 2 years ago, you noted that they are significant. So they continue to be a great partner, huh?
They have. They have helped us to finish that out. And they've just been amazing. And
awesome.
Some other folks, Runyon's Construction helped us out with some stuff. And
nice.
Just all, you know, a lot of folks really contributed. The Newport Rotary came over and helped with painting, and they helped with the landscaping, and Ground Effects brought in and donated their some machinery and some labor,
yeah,
and just a lot of folks who helped that come together. But then we are also talking about two new builds coming up in Lincoln City. We have great partners on that as well. In fact, the county donated the land that we will be building on, so we have two adjacent lots where we'll be building single family homes. And we've lined up some other great partners there. The city of Lincoln City is going to help with some pre-construction costs.
Mm-hmm.
We have some lift grant funding from the state that will help considerably. The Spirit Mountain Community Fund gave us $10,000,
wow,
to help with construction,
nice,
there. You know, lots of folks who are already on board helping us to build there. In fact, also this county gave us some additional funding to help with the build up in Lincoln City in their last round of economic development funding.
Awesome.
So lots of folks, we still have money to raise. We're over halfway there. We like to have at least half the money identified before we begin our construction.
Mm-hmm.
So we're over halfway, but we still have some funding to secure, especially with those rising construction,
yeah,
supply costs. But we're well on our way. And right now, the big push is we need to select our homeowners, Casey.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know who's going to partner with us to build those homes yet. So we are strongly encouraging anyone who thinks they might qualify. 45% to 70% of area median income. And you can find numbers on our website that, mm-hmm, kind of outline this is what that looks like. Here are the lower limits, the upper limits, and all of that. You can find our application there. Applications are due March 24th. So if you're interested, please, please visit our website, download the application. You can get the application from any of our, either of our restores. You can also call our office at 541-574-4437 and ask, and we will mail you an application. Or you can email us, office@habitatlincoln.org. Happy to mail out that application and get it in there. Once we know who our partner families are, we know how big the household is. We can determine how many rooms we need to have in each home. And then we can start working on pre-construction.
Fascinating. So when the applicant is selected, a lot of dominoes sort of drop in different directions depending on how big the family is.
Right.
And, you know, from our last conversation, I remember that this really does become a journey for this family, you know, in so many ways. And for those people that are interested, or if we know family or friends who might qualify, what is going to be the time expectation? I mean, they're going to go into this phase of really becoming involved in this process.
Indeed, yes. Once a partner family partners with us, they become involved in the construction of their own home, right? And so we anticipate these homes will be completed by the end of 2022. So it's a good year and a half of construction because we utilize a lot of volunteers. We work with local businesses for discounted and donated labor and product. And it takes time to line all that up. And for volunteers who are they're not as skilled as a construction company that's going to come in and put up a home and that's their primary project and they show up every day and work day, you know, every hour. These are folks who are going to come in on the weekends and some afternoons during the week and help make this start coming together. So it takes about a year and a half for us right now to be able to build those homes. Yeah. We hope to have folks in before the end. I mean, my goal would be they'd be able to celebrate Christmas 2022 in their new home.
Yeah. So once the application is submitted, would they, you know, folks anticipate kind of a phone call, further screening or discussions?
Sure. So what we do first is we look at their self-declared income and see do they meet the income parameters. And if they do, they get a letter that invites them to start submitting verification documents. So we look at things like their tax returns, some copies of pay stubs. We look at bank statements. Mm. We look at a lot of different factors. Maybe there's some Social Security involved or some disability payments or SNAP benefits. We look at all of that to help determine if they qualify. If they don't meet the minimum quals or if they make too much, then they'll get what we call an adverse action letter that lets them know you are not being moved to the next phase because these are the limits and you did not fall within them. But if they meet the limits, they get invited to submit more documentation. If the documents show that, yes, they do fall within, because sometimes when we verify income, it turns out they make too much or they didn't meet the minimum. If they do, we verify that they have, then we move into the next phase where the homeowner selection committee will schedule a visit with them. And we can do that virtually because, you know, in these times, we need to be flexible. Yeah. So we can do a virtual visit where they're able to help show us their home and we evaluate their current need. Basically, we're looking at, what are their current living conditions? Are they underhoused? Do they have too many people in one, in a small, too small of a space? Or maybe the home isn't up to good standards. I mean, maybe it's leaking. Maybe there are some mold issues. I mean, anything that makes it substandard housing. We're going to look at those things to help determine who is the what family needs this opportunity the most.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's just a great period where you get to bring somebody in to the Habitat family, the process, you know?
Yes.
It's exciting.
And we work closely with them throughout. We work with them on some education. There are educational components. They're required to do some financial foundations courses to make sure that they know how to manage their funding appropriately. Because owning a home, it's not just the mortgage payment, as you probably know. There's also maintenance that needs to be done. In this climate where there's a lot of moisture, you have to guard against moisture intrusion and the mold and problems that can cause. So there's that training, and then there's also home buyer education training so that they know what they're getting into. What does it mean to buy a home?
Yeah.
What's that process look like? So we require some training from our partner families.
Well, Lucinda Taylor, Habitat for Humanity, we're going to take our last break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Lucinda Taylor, Habitat for Humanity, Executive Director of the Lincoln County Habitat. So we got a little bit of time left here. That opportunity coming up, application deadline March 24th. Where do we find you on the interwebs, by the way?
So you can find us at hfhlc.org.
Okay.
Or habitatlincoln.org, if that's easier to remember. It'll take you to the same place.
Okay.
You can also find us on Facebook at /habitatlincoln.
So in our time left, how is it that the community can help you? How can we volunteer, financial donations? What do you need?
You know, that's one of my favorite questions, Casey.
All right.
So absolutely. We love our volunteers, and over the last year, we haven't had as many opportunities to engage, and so we need to rebuild our volunteer base.
Okay.
So folks who want to help with construction or with home repair projects, so our big construction is going to be Lincoln City, but we do home repair projects across the county. So anybody who wants to help with that, we'd love to hear from you. If you want to work in our restores, help out there, that's great, in the office or on committees. In particular, we could use some folks on our resource development committee to help. We're planning some events coming up once people are able to gather.
Yeah.
You can donate online. You can mail a contribution to us at P.O. Box 1311 Newport, 97365. You can donate land that we can either sell to help finance the next build or potentially build on if it's the right location and format for us to build on.
Mm-hmm.
You can donate, you can put us in your will. You know, we'd love to work with you on estate planning. There are all kinds
of ways
to support us. You can donate your old car or RV or any motor vehicle. You can donate, and we can turn that into cash to help us build. Donate your time, donate your furniture to our restores and any excess building supplies that you might have to our restores. You can shop the restores.
Yes, I do lurk in the restores from time to time.
It's a dangerous place. I find things and it's like, oh my gosh, that is so cute. And I squeeze it in somewhere at home, and then I sometimes end up bringing it back and donating it.
I brought a painting home recently and didn't go over too well with my other half, but I'm happy to say I found a little spot in the hallway for this, you know, awesome piece of artwork that I found at the restore. You know, so many dimensions how people can participate with Habitat, which is really great. You'll find something.
Yes. If you have time that you want to donate, we will help match your passion with some area of our operation, because we are so multidimensional. I mean, we have our construction area, we have our retail with our restores, we have our board of directors and different committees that, you know, we've, like I say, our resource development committee, our construction committee, we've got a finance committee, we've got all kinds of opportunities. We also have opportunities to volunteer in the office. So we could use some help with some scanning and filing and helping us enter data, our volunteer hours into our database. We have all kinds of tasks that we can put you to work in something that matches with your area of interest.
We'll find them online and on social. Habitat for Humanity, Lincoln County. Lucinda, thanks for your time today.
Oh, thanks for having me.